proud day, I suppose, in many respects. It was proud to be nominated by the club. First of all, my own club, St. Mary's Convoy, and I've been involved with coaching in that club, in the schools in that club, and in the county, I suppose, as well, and under 14, 15, 16, and 17. And I suppose it built on that to be here today, you know.
Yeah. And you're the current St. Mary's chairman, aren't you? And you've been also involved in the regional board.
I would have been involved with the regional board for the last, 5-6 years. And yes, outgoing chairman, I have to say now, because in terms of going into something like this, you have to be able to make some time. But my term as chairman of St. Mary's just finished there last week, so yes. Hopefully that clears
and up. And highly involved in coaching.
Would be very highly involved in coaching from the get-go, from when I hung up my own boots. I've been involved with the club, as I say. I've been involved with schools, very heavily involved with the schools, and with the county development squads over the last, 6 to 10 years now, you know. Yeah.
And of course, as we get out by that accent, not a Donegal man.
No, a good blow in. Like yourself, Tom, come from Roscommon, living up here now over, 15, 16 years at this stage, and have been a member of St. Mary's Club since 2002. So again, I'm proud of what coming through there and getting the support in there and getting the support from the clubs in Donegal. It's been good.
And what's your club in Roscommon?
The club is up north Roscommon, St. Michael's. They're an intermediate club. So like anything, you are where you come from, and I'll be still in touch with that club. They're having their own annual draw this year, so they're keep coming to me looking for the money for that as well. But you know, that's the beauty of the GAA as well. It's that grassroots approach, and I can see that firsthand in Donegal here as well.
Yeah, coaching officer, it's a big role, it's a big job. We see in the accounts there, I think there's a budget of something like close on $250,000.
Oh, it's huge, and I suppose that's what we're trying to do, is develop on that. And I'm lucky to be, I suppose, coming, and there's a lot of groundwork being done. We've had the coaches there now, the coaches going into the schools, the 3-day week going to the 5-day week. We're definitely trying to promote it in the schools, getting into the secondary schools now will be the next thing, and having the schools competing at a higher level as well is a great thing. St. Columbus won an Ulster final there during the week, which is great to see. I see St. Union's are in an Ulster final as well on Tuesday. So getting that club coach link, that club schools link, that has to be a good thing for the county development squads, and as I said, the rising tide floats all boats.
Because the link, I think, has always been there with the Cumann na Munscoil and the national schools or the primary schools. It's been a little bit more difficult, I think, to get it all go up and running with the second level schools.
It has, and I suppose it's just the geography as well. Like, if you look at clubs, there's no direct connection with their school. It could be a connection. My own club, we'd have kids going to half a dozen schools, you know. So then the challenge comes for those secondary schools that they're not working with any direct club, they're working with a series of clubs. But hopefully we can get a bit of organisation there, you know. There's looking to try and clear some windows, that there's not as much competition with clubs playing competitions at the same time as schools competitions as well. Like, and that's all up for debate. We're trying to we want all our kids playing football, but we want it on a calendar that they're available for the teams. So that's the challenge here as well. So now you've got clubs, schools and county. How can we get that master fixture list that is not going to be stressing some areas and leaving huge windows where there's no activity at other times of the year? Mm-hmm.